Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Trying to lose my mind.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy. It's kind of a super Monday, right? Coming back from a 4-day weekend. A lot of people took 4 days. Crazy weekend for me. Been telling everybody the stories the whole time. This is crazy. The weather right now, like, it's just nuts. I have a very bitter little girl at home. She's been trying to get back to school now for a couple of days. And yesterday was literally the worst travel day of the year. And Highway 70, which is the way she goes to Lawrence, was just a parking lot. So she's leaving today. And, the snow's not going to get here till like 5, and you'll be fine, you know. And then it hits several hours early. And it's just a joke. It's like it started in Lawrence, Kansas, and it's just coming here. It's like the whole way.
So it's just moving from the west here?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
So you're driving it the whole time?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I was just talking to Aki. He said his wife's coming back from dropping their daughter off at Miami of Ohio, and she's just, you know, zooming along.
Wait.
And yeah. And he's like, take it easy. You're about to hit something.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Dude, this is nuts, man. It's
yeah,
nuts.
You said you just...
I just looked on the map. It would take... my drive home is normally about 35, 38 minutes, somewhere in there. It just depends on traffic. Right now, it says 2 hours.
Damn.
So, 4 times the normal length, almost.
Yeah, I mean, hunker down. What are you going to do?
At least I'm here till at least 6, so...
Yeah.
Got 5 hours, people. Get them trucks moving.
That's right. Boy, people are already asking me. I wonder how long that would take. Jedi's asking me to tell us about my call with the Weedium. So if you guys didn't hear this on Wednesday at 1:30, I had someone on called the Weedium who smokes weed and talks to dead people. And turns out that she was an old friend of mine. She used to sell radio probably 15 years ago at Emma's. And she was on Wednesday and seemed to contact my dad and said a lot of things that were very, very accurate. And then the segment ended. And I talked to her on the phone for 5 minutes during the break, and she told me more stuff. Once again, very accurate and emotional. And I came back pretty emotional on the air. And then what I can update you is that evening, Wednesday evening, I called Shannon, and we talked for almost 2 hours. And I can't tell you a lot of the details because they are incredibly personal. Incredibly personal. What I can tell you is that in my long career of paranormal stuff and talking to psychics and mediums, that there's always a little bit of like a cold reading feel to it and kind of fishing, you know, like, so Wheels, tell me about your brother.
Right.
And, you know, then you go like, oh, he's telling me this. She didn't do any of that. She didn't ask me anything. She told me everything I wanted to know. It all made sense. She told me things that there's no way she could know because only I knew them, or maybe people in my family. And it was amazing. It was amazingly emotional, fascinating, scary. We only had one person who complained, a gentleman who seemed like a totally good guy, who just isn't into that. And I think he didn't like it. It sort of upset him a little bit and doesn't want to see people be taken advantage of. And whether Shannon is the real deal and simply has this gift she didn't ask for, or she's a witch or she's faking or whatever, I don't know. But I can tell you that she told me things that no one could know. And not things that just like, well, you know, based on your generation, I bet you had a Stingray bicycle.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Not stuff like that, like intimate things. And she took swings that you wouldn't expect someone to take, like dark swings, that someone could easily go, I'm going to hang up the phone right now. How dare you say that about my family?
Hmm.
So that was, it was something. It was really something.
So it wasn't all just, let me tell him what he wants to hear.
At all.
Yeah, that's
not
crazy.
Not at all. No. No. Many hard things. Yeah, many, many hard things.
So where does that put you after hearing it all? I mean, yes, personally, but also with how you handle this type of thing, this type of phenomenon.
So I've told the people closest to me that I am accepting it as real.
Okay.
Because you can either accept it as real or not, right? And just because I accept it as real doesn't mean it is or was. It just means I have to pick a lane.
But it strikes you as real.
It
based on what you heard.
It does.
Okay.
It does. Yes.
Because none of us have the information.
Right.
None of us on the outside could verify anything better than you could, because you're the one that lived it.
And like the guy who, he didn't really complain. He just wanted to get his opinion across. He started it out by saying what a skeptic he is, and I am too. I mean, I talk way too much about not believing in any of the major religions. That's not something you do to better your career in St. Louis, Missouri. You do what everyone else on the radio does, and you fake it, and you say, oh, I'm a devout Catholic, and you don't say you're a skeptic and an agnostic, not if you're smart, but I am, and so I do. It made for a very surreal weekend, for sure. And then she and I texted back and forth a few times, you know, just checking in. Another thing she said, and this is going to be so not impressive, but this was after she had told me 2 hours worth of stuff. As you guys probably know, I have 6 crow tattoos on my body. And it's basically because when I was with my brother in Tucson, the only time I was with him in Tucson, we went up on Mount Lemmon and Counting Crows were there playing. And oh my God, I can't believe this. And they became one of my favorite bands. And that's always been a connection between me and my brother. And she said, by the way, I meant to ask you, do crows mean anything to you? Because when I was giving you your reading on your show, I was sitting outside at my house and 3 big black crows landed on a fence post next to me. And I'm like, yeah, I got 6 of them, which doesn't prove anything. She could have said, like, so does the Morton Salt girl mean anything to you? You know, like, oh, I got a tattoo of her in my ass. But it was a weird capper. Really was. Robert says, how do you keep doing the show? The live endorsements, kudos. That was a tough one.
Was it Wednesday?
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it happened at 1:30.
Oh, my God.
So I have the whole show to go.
So put all that in your head now, too.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, let me tell you about Michael's bath.
Yep, but that's why you're a pro.
I guess. So, how about you guys? How was your 4-day?
Nothing like that.
Nope, I wouldn't think so.
Very chill. Lots of rest and relaxation. Is nice. Mm-hmm. A lot of hunkering down.
Yeah.
Which I wish I was doing right now.
Yeah. 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 I had a lot of, we had to postpone Thanksgiving because Fee was under the weather. So we all got together on Friday and it was really good, really great. Thank you to Capital Grill for the turkey. And then Maureen and Phoebe did a great job with the sides and the pies. We had a really good time. And then after that, I was just like, rotting. Not washing, wearing the same thing day and night.
Well, you may see me in this same outfit tomorrow because I may just sleep here.
Yeah.
Same.
Order some food and just sleep somewhere.
Slumber party, Kevin.
Hey.
Hamster-sized snowflakes in Edwardsville, says Robert Walsh.
Well, at least that's good for us because it's past us to a degree, or it's north of us one way or the other.
Yeah, I think we'll get Dave on here pretty quick, but what did he say? He said, like, it should be ending 10 p.m. That's what my phone says anyway. Mm-hmm.
This is why I hate snow.
Okay.
I can't like the little pretty snows because this is possible.
Yeah.
The only way snow is cool is if you do not have to leave your house for anything.
Like Saturday.
It was great. For us, we had to cut our trip short because we knew the snow was coming. We were supposed to drive back on Saturday. And like, well, this blizzard goes from wherever south of St. Louis all the way to, you know, to Milwaukee, essentially. So we're going to get the hell out of Dodge. And we beat it. That was great. And we got to veg for 2 days. But
yeah,
you still missed stuff that you would have been doing otherwise.
Yep.
But I would take that over being stuck.
Yes.
I don't need that.
By the way, Shannon the psychic, Shannon Rock, R-O-C, the Weedium, you can reach out to her on social media. And if you'd like to get a reading or just talk to her, she's super, super cool. So, just so you know. Anyone Black Friday it up?
No. On Friday? Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, but not for gifts, just for stuff. I was telling Andrew about it earlier. Like, I look for things that are like, so as an example, I'm a dumb gamer, so I like to find deals on the Xbox Live Ultimate subscriptions. And this is a great time to get those kind of like, you can get them as gift cards, and gift cards are part of those deals. So I basically got half off for the next year because of what I did.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Jimmy Griffin just sent me a picture. He's out on Highway 40, and it's a parking lot.
Amy Marks, of course, texted me a minute ago and said, I left 45 minutes ago. And it says I still have 45 minutes left. I'm trying to get from downtown to Lindbergh.
Damn.
So an hour and a half projected to get to where she's going from downtown. And it's I can't imagine normally that's more than 20-25 minutes.
Yeah. You guys know that hotel on the way to Rosalita's that when we walk by, people are always trying to get out of there as fast as they can?
Yeah.
Right. Stay there tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, get me out of here.
We'll definitely get home.
Yeah. You always knew to wear it well. And you look so fancy, I can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mighty Mox to tell you, but it is crap out there, so just be very careful. Check with your kids' school, see if they're letting them out early. Get home early if you can. I think it's just going to be a cluster for the rest of the day and evening, so there you go.
Yay.
Please keep Hardee's in mind. We only have about 24 days left in the Hardee's Operation Food Search campaign, and while every year it's important and every year you have people, I think you all know what's been going on in the country and how people have just, not even people on SNAP, just people who are living paycheck to paycheck and dealing with the increased prices, and it's just bad out there. So please be generous and go to Hardee's and pay them a dollar or whatever you can afford. Get a DGS sticker, and then we will see you for the live show out in St. Peter's on the 19th. And people have been asking about Bissinger's. Rach said she's really excited how excited people are about the DGS 25th anniversary Dave's Faves box of truffles that we chose very carefully, didn't we, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
I chose 5 of them. You chose 2 of them. And it's very pretty, very delicious. And every penny goes to Operation Food Search, which is because Dan's such a mensch. He's such a good dude.
And everything's just about ready to go.
Good.
Should be up for sale in a couple days. And
excellent.
We will keep everybody updated on that.
Excellent, excellent. Research that I wanted to talk to you about. I can't remember what it was. We were talking about it on the show. I mean, in the office.
What could it be?
I was very jealous of your Japanese curry for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, I've never been the biggest turkey person. Like, I like it as a deli slice on a sandwich or whatever, but I'm never looking forward to like carving into the turkey
big
on
hunks.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, so went to Kurt's family's this year and we had curry and it was incredible.
I've had it. The same thing you brought in that one day?
Yeah, it was actually like a different type of curry, like a different flavoring. And this was a beef curry. I believe you got a chicken one, but it was so good. So good.
Nice.
I wish I had some right now.
You're wishing a lot of stuff.
I'm just sitting here wishing.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
So I rented Begonia over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
I want to see that.
It was the first movie from this director I'd ever seen, and the other ones look really weird. And sometimes being as sensitive as I am, and I think you guys understand what I mean out there in the audience, I take everything in, no filters. Weird stuff can affect me for a long time, but this, I didn't find this one weird. It was weird, you know, is she an alien, is she not? But I thought it was excellent.
Good.
I loved it. I love Jesse Plemons. Why can I never remember her name?
Emma Stone.
She was so good. Jesse Plemons has a younger cousin in the show who seems to be on the spectrum, and he really is on the spectrum. Like he's the actor. Yeah, he's acting, but he is about on the spectrum as he's acting.
Oh.
And he got the part when he was 17 and he's 19 now. So it's just like just knowing that going in even adds more texture to it. But I wholeheartedly recommend it. There is a big ending, you know that, and I thought it was great. In fact, I went back and watched the second half again just to make sure I understood it all.
Cool.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see it. I've never seen any of those other movies either. I just know that those two seem to be in all of them.
Yes, and I paid $20 for Black Phone 2
no.
and made it through about $4 worth
no.
and just stopped watching.
Really? Like, see, I liked the first one.
I loved the first one.
Yeah, so the first one, you and I were alike, so I'm probably going to hate this one too.
Yeah, they just sort of lost the thread.
Okay.
It's like, to me it was like a, It wasn't terrible what I saw of it, but it just felt money grabby.
I gotcha.
You know, like, hey, even though this guy's dead, let's bring him back and blah, blah, blah. And like,
it's,
okay.
It's one thing, like, that may be one where it would have been best just left to one and come up with a different horror movie for the next one.
I think so.
Maybe same universe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different villain. Yeah, what a terrible name.
Not a great name.
What is it? The Grabber?
The Grabber.
I kind of liked
it. The Grabber.
Did you?
You like The Grabber?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I mean, it's descriptive.
Very.
I mean, he grabs.
That's what Ranji calls heart attacks.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Which is what ruined it for me.
That's what most people call Ranji.
The Grabber.
Jedi says he turned it off after 10 minutes. So.
Yeah. Well.
So is he a Grabber ghost?
Do you want to
know? A ghostly Grabber? I mean, I don't
care. No, don't say it, because I'm going to watch it. Okay. I may or may not make it through. We'll see. But I'm going to try it.
I started Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
I made it about 45 minutes into the first episode, and then I was like, I'm going to take a little break.
I pounded out the whole stupid thing on Wednesday night.
The whole thing?
The whole stupid
Dang.
5 hours or whatever right. That's out now.
So I think we're caught up now, because there's 4 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So we saw all 4 spread out over the last 4 or 5
Every
days.
Every dumb, stupid second I was there.
So you didn't like it?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
I agree.
It's kind of
some,
a silly show.
It's got some good parts. The show has really lost sight of what it was, if it ever had sight of what it was.
Okay.
But it's like, parts of it are good, parts of it are extremely stupid and bad. Well, and it's kind of always been like that.
I think part of the problem is that what made it fun in early parts of it were... It had the same vibe as like Goonies and Stand By Me, where the 80s kids movies where these kids are coming. And they're just not kids anymore.
Yeah, now they're
like
grown-ups.
I looked at it. I'm watching. I'm going to like the older sister, whatever her damn name is.
Nancy.
And I'm like, she looks like she's 30. And she is.
Well,
she's 30.
Is.
Yeah.
She is fully,
I know, but it's
yeah.
like it's such an odd thing. Like, in some camera shots, like distances, you can't tell.
Yeah.
But like some of the close-ups, you're like, all right, you're not even close to high school age. You know, this is getting a little weird. Yes. And I think that kind of ruins some of the uniqueness of it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. Don't need to tell you, but we'll keep reminding you that things are really bad out there on the roads. I'm not at all blaming Dave Murray for this because we haven't been on since Wednesday. But everything I've been seeing on television was, you know what? We could have some light snow Monday night. Hey, look out for the rush hour. A little more than that.
And a little earlier.
A little earlier.
Although, maybe better? If it's
possibly,
earlier than during?
Possibly.
I mean, think it's going
right
to continue
now.
Through. Is
yeah, until like 10 p.m.
I don't think we're looking like we're going to stop anytime soon.
So, fair warning, here comes our one segment, a show where we talk about politics. But Wheels and I were just discussing the events of the weekend, and we didn't even get into most of it. We were talking about the Pete Hegseth incident, and it's so bad. Someone is going down hard for this, because I've never been in the military, but I follow the military closely, and I'm a bit of a military buff. And on, like, you know, paragraph 1, page 1 of war crimes is when a combatant is injured, you don't finish them off unless your life is in danger.
Yeah.
You know, like they pull a gun and they're pointed at you, you shoot them in the head. But a boat 3,000 miles away from our country, and we're not even sure. And when I say that, I mean that literally. Maybe these are bad guys. Maybe they have nefarious things in mind, and maybe these drugs are going to make it to the United States, and maybe we do save lives when we blow these things up, but we don't know because no one's telling us anything. We have no evidence of that. We're just taking the administration's word. And then a few days ago, they hit one, and you can see it. 2 people survive, and they're kind of out in the water. And the story is that Pete Hegseth ordered a second strike and said, kill them all, which would be a violation. And then Wheels was just telling me something I didn't know, that Caroline Leavitt was asked what?
Yeah, there's a press conference today, and she was asked by a reporter, does the administration deny that the second strike happened, or did it happen and the administration denies that Hegseth gave the order? And her direct response was, the latter is true.
Okay.
So the White House is acknowledging that the second shot, the second strike came. I don't know that they're acknowledging. In fact, I'm positive they're not acknowledging that it's in any way wrong. I don't think they're accepting or admitting that, hey, this is wrong. They're just saying the second strike did happen, but they're saying that Hegseth did not give that order.
You know what I don't like, and I had this on the show sheet already, is the way that the administration in general and Donald Trump in particular, when things get a little hairy, what does he go to? I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about the Epstein files. I don't know anything about that. No one told me about that. Pete Hegseth, do you think that was a war crime? I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it. Because shouldn't you? Like, isn't that kind of a sign that you're not doing your job great? If you have so little control over things that some admiral will order a second strike on survivors, even though they're an admiral and they probably know that's wrong and possibly a war crime, but they do it without asking Hegseth. They do it without asking the president. They just do it. It's hard to buy.
And the guy that is kind of taking the heat for it is Admiral Frank Bradley, who is the guy that runs the Navy SEALs, who is himself a former Navy SEAL. That's the person that's, at least at this point, taking the heat.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what that means, but that sounds like the direction that it's going.
Yeah.
Like, that's the person. There's a separate report, and I haven't seen it in multiple places. So it's from the Wall Street Journal, so they're typically not just make stuff up kind of guys. They said that there's a reporter for them named Alex Ward who said Admiral Bradley gave the order for the second strike. That's according to Carolyn Leavitt. So there you go.
Yeah.
So she's the one that said that, you know, the guy in charge of the Navy SEALs is the one that ordered the second strike.
And again, I'm not a veteran. I've never served a day in my life, but I know lots of veterans, and the ones I know are pissed.
Really?
This is the kind of thing that you don't pee on a veteran's leg and tell him it's raining.
I see what you're saying. So they're pissed that he's being thrown under the bus.
Yes.
He should disregard that order if he was given that order.
Well,
I mean, an admiral should know that you don't fire on someone that's defenseless.
Doesn't this kind of just make the Mark Kelly case? When Caroline Leavitt came out and said, like, the president would never give an illegal order. There are no illegal orders out of this administration. Well, evidently...
Well, you're stepping away from this order.
Even if the admiral, let's say Hegseth was drinking, he had no idea what was going on. Don't you have to admit that an illegal order was given by someone?
I mean, again, I don't know that anybody's going to admit wrongdoing at this point, right? They're just saying this is what happened. They're not saying this happened and it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's not what anybody's saying, at least to this stage.
Well, that's also a pretty tough put.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
when that's just like, it's war 101, you don't do that.
Put it, all you have to do, this is one of those things where all you have to do is reverse the two sides and say, would you be pissed about it? So if those were Americans or American soldiers, and they were shot at by a terrorist group, by Iran, by anybody, you name whoever the outside entity is, and they were clinging to the wreckage of a boat, and they were shot anyway after that, what would the outrage be in the United States?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty bad, right? Well, and if you're mad about that, it's the same thing no matter who does it.
Yeah. The president also had a rough weekend. If you consider it rough, maybe he doesn't. Ray, did you see again where he called a female reporter stupid?
Yes.
Are you a stupid person?
Yes.
Called Governor Waltz the R word. And I thought was really interesting is just today he was asked, you know you're not supposed to say that word. Do you stand by it? And he said, absolutely, because there is something really wrong with him. And I thought, that's kind of the opposite of if you're ever going to use that word, like... The more there's actually some pathology there, you definitely don't use that word.
Yeah.
Like most people would say, oh, come on, I know he isn't really. I would just, you know, that's just a locker room kind of word. But when your defense is, no, there's really something mentally wrong. It's just kind of crazy.
Well, no one else on the planet would be allowed to get away with saying that, but...
Well, less important people can, right? I mean, like, the Andrew Tates of the world can get away with that stuff because their fan bases don't care. But like nobody important, nobody real gets away with saying stuff like that.
It spurred the resignation of that Republican state rep, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
From, I think, Texas.
Yeah. Did he resign? I heard he was just going to go against the president. I didn't realize that he resigned his post.
I believe he resigned. Well, I'm not 100% certain on that fact. Don't quote me on it. But I believe that was the consequences of because a lot of these guys seem to think that they're going to get hit really hard in the midterms. And I think they kind of blame the currently the wave is kind of ebbing against the president.
Well, I also I know it sounds like I'm piling on to MAGA people, but I'm just tell me where you know the lie is. What about this aren't facts? But the guy who killed the two National Guardsmen came here in 2021 and then was granted asylum this year by the Trump administration. So I'm not one of those people who feel like you need to dig down and assign blame on everything. Some people just go haywire. Some people are just bad people. And in a country of 330 million people, it's difficult to keep up with how everyone's day is going. But when the president just out and out blamed Biden, and that's when he asked the female reporter, are you stupid? Are you a stupid person? Well, one of us is because you're the one who let him in. If we're going to blame, and again, I don't need to blame Donald Trump for what this guy did. Donald Trump would have had no way of knowing this. And even when they gave him asylum, maybe he deserved it. And then he was radicalized. I don't know. But I do know you shouldn't lie about the last guy. Right? Mm-hmm. And then you shouldn't call a reporter stupid because they're trying to clarify, well, didn't you grant asylum just a few months ago? Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
You're not maybe. Wrong and you're not crazy. It's just nobody cares. Like, I'm sorry to be so bleak about it,
right.
But like people just, how many horrible things can happen? I feel like everyone's just like, this will be the thing. This will be the thing that gets everyone to see what's going on. No, people don't want to see what's going on. They like it. Like they like that he uses the R word. They like that he calls women who are just doing their jobs stupid and piggy. They like it. It's a bonus. So it's like, you know.
Why do you think that is? What itch is that scratching?
I got a theory.
Let's hear it.
Because most people can't say those things without getting in trouble, and they like that somebody can.
Right.
Yeah, the hateful and stupid among us that want to do things like that, but are like, well, if I do that, I'm going to get in trouble.
You're going to get fired. You're going to face consequences in your personal life or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, when somebody else does it, you get that same feel of, see, I should be allowed to do that, too. That's only a theory. I mean, there's no fact base behind that. Just
well, things like this, and I know you guys don't either. I don't put them at all in the same category as someone who has policy disagreements with me or who thinks that this is going to lead to illegal immigrants getting something they shouldn't, XYZ. That's more understandable to me. But how anyone can just be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Calling woman piggy is totally cool. Calling someone stupid, blaming someone who clearly isn't to blame. Just not okay. I remember when I was a kid, it was anyone can be president, and you should use that person in the White House as your touchstone of good and honorable and patriotic. And
I don't know, man. There are a lot of people that think of themselves as tough, and they like this stuff because, I don't know, maybe it makes them feel bigger and meaner and tougher.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all you're doing is bullying.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And KMOX, we will keep you company until 5 p.m. Wheels will take over for Rush Hour Sports at that time. Game tonight or Sports Open Line?
I don't know. I just got back and I haven't looked. I'm going to look right now.
I'm looking too. Where's the schedule? Here it is. That's last week. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm really bad because I didn't look until I got in today, and I didn't look that far into the night. We have
Billikens game
tonight. We have Monday Night Football.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah, we do have Monday Night Football. So no Sports Open Line. Yeah. So it'll be Bernie and Matt and I from 5 to 6, and then Monday Night Football.
Nice.
There you go.
You know who's really good at what they do?
All those guys.
Rammer.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. I care about SLU basketball,
yeah,
but I don't care about SLU basketball.
That kind of sounds like him.
Yes, but when I'm listening, he's like, I'm just like, what is going on?
I gotta tell you, I text Rammer from time to time. You know, like we talk sports, and you know, the kid, I love having him on Sports Open Line or on Rush Hour or whatever, because we'll talk Billikens, and he loves talking baseball, so obviously we have that in common. But I just love it when he gets on the refs.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
He's so funny when he's getting irritated at the refs. And I can feel the pain, man. Everybody's been there.
Rammer's a classic.
Yeah.
We have one of our guys on our team who's very intense. And the first game I played with Rammer, he goes, look out. He gets the red ass. And believe it or not, I'd never heard that term. All my years in sports.
I know. It's crazy to me. It is probably centered more around the major leagues than any other level of baseball. Although we used to say it in college, but I think that's because you're trying to be like the older, you know, you're trying to be like the pros.
Yeah. Rach, the consumerism is hitting you?
Yeah. So, look, I understand why people like buying things on Black Friday. You can get some deals. Absolutely. However, I'm in a place right now, there's nothing that I really need outside of just like day-to-day. I need groceries, I need toiletry stuff, whatever. I'm trying to exist in a pretty minimalist area of life right now. But still, all this weekend, I would just find myself getting sucked in by a sale and online shopping for like 45 minutes, an hour, and then by the end of it being like, but I don't actually need, and I don't even think I actually want any of this. I'm just being sold on the sale. So, I don't know, just kind of taking those moments to notice what's happening to you psychologically when you're being sold to.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And maybe we could all use a little bit more of that. Like this time of the year, they're really counting on you, like trying to fill some sort of of hole that can't actually be filled, or they're really counting on the fact that you're tired and you're exhausted and there's things you just need to get done. So it would be like, I'll just add all this to the cart and be done. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, the advertisers want you kind of at your most beaten down and exhausted and just over it, because they can sell you more in that case. And I don't know, just like, again, just noticing it happening.
It's interesting that, you know, the guy that we follow, who's the guy on, you see a lot on TikTok, Chase Hughes. He actually talked about this in a video, how this is why when you're watching social media, you're going to see ads that are typically following things that get you either really excited or really upset.
Mm.
Right? They make you really sad or they make you really happy. And then ads.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. It's not so much good or bad. It's just the way that your brain goes when you're in that place.
Yeah. I had to put my phone down and walk. Literally, physically walk. Because Better Baseball, which is a company, which is where I bought my expensive baseball glove that I treated myself when we settled Mom's estate. And remember I told you guys I had a dozen ball gloves?
Yeah.
I hadn't counted. I have 18 baseball gloves.
Oh, my goodness.
I have 18 baseball gloves. Nice. Kevin, I have enough baseball gloves for two teams.
Now, here's the funny part. But they're all basically to play the same position, right?
Yes.
Right, because I have like four or five gloves, and I have a catcher's glove, which is my main one. But I have an infield glove, I have an outfield glove, I've got a first base glove, and I've got a lefty glove.
Well, so Better Baseball hit me with a Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at them and stuff. And I'm like,
I've got 18.
Dude, you have one really nice glove. And then 18 fine gloves.
But it's such a feeling of like, I'm going to miss out.
Yes.
I'm going to miss the deal.
How stupid would I be for not buying this glove?
Exactly. And it's like, you know what? That deal, you didn't even know that deal existed 30 seconds ago. Just take a deep breath. You'll be able to get through it.
So the glove I bought a few months ago is $329. Okay? There. That's a lot of money for a glove. But there are way more expensive gloves. But now the 329s are on sale for like $180.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. But then I'm like, hey, if you could do that then, why couldn't you have done that for me before? I'm figuring this life out. I'm honing in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.